Hey, this is Maddie.
This is Coco.
And this is Spill the Mead,
a history gossip podcast,
season 3. Bitch the pot, the tea is hot. Welcome to season 3.
Season 3, yay! I'm so excited to be here.
Coco is back!
I'm back, bitches.
Yes, you are, and you're gonna get to listen. You're gonna have to listen to me yap at you.
That's again. My favorite thing, so.
This is, like, such a different yap. This is such a different yap. Like, the Catherine yap was a long yap. Yeah. A long, like, sad yap, too. Like, where
it,
you came in.
It was a long, sad yap, for sure. Long,
sad yap. This is, like, a very normal length. Such a fun fucking yap. This might be my favorite, like, episode I've done in, like, a while.
Your favorite?
Yeah.
That's this exciting.
Is Diogenes.
Okay.
This guy has so much goddamn audacity.
Oh, shit. So,
I'm just gonna see what you guys think about him. But this episode, in honor of season 3, I am going to give you this philosopher. Diogenes was a philosopher.
Oh.
I'm going to give you, in my opinion, his 3 most iconic moments.
Okay, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's a theme here. I've never heard of him. Have you heard of him?
I have not heard of him, but just the way you say his name, mm-hmm. I love it. I want a name like that. That's so very cool.
Diogenes.
Yeah.
It's spelled Diogenes.
But it's a little bit, like, sexy, too. Like, I would say that in bed. Diogenes.
I know too much about Diogenes.
Okay, well, maybe I'll change my mind at the end of the episode.
I don't know. Maybe not. You know, if you like him, extreme, Diogenes might be your guy. Here we go. He's exiled. He's exiled from his hometown of Sinope, which is a coastal city in modern-day Turkey. And he arrives in Athens. Our story is going to take place in Athens at around 350 BC.
Wow. A lot of that lately. A lot of 350 BC happening.
Gosh, yep. On Patreon, Coco did her first episode of her Bee Goddess series. And we also have, like, a whole Greek mythology series on Patreon coming up, too, with the one and only Taylor Jones, a world armor combat champion, telling
I'm
us
so
all.
So excited for that.
Oh, they've already heard it at this point, our patrons. It drops on Friday, Coco, so we've still got a couple days to go.
Okay. But well, I have not heard it. But by the time we're all listening to this together, I will have heard it. I bet it's fucking fantastic.
Oh, yeah. We'll all be loving it. This time next week, we'll all be like, that episode was great. We're here for all the Greek things. Match our Greek on season 3.
Please. Match our Greek. Yeah, match get Greek. Fully immersed in the Greek.
Diogenes is about to. He shows up in Athens, and he's just kind of, like, roaming the streets. He doesn't really have anywhere to go. There is a rumor that he reached out to a friend before he arrived and asked, hey, do you know of anywhere to stay in Athens? And didn't hear anything back. And so he was just kind of like, fuck it. I'm just gonna roam Athens. I don't know.
How do you reach out to a friend beforehand in that time period? Are you, like, sending a clay tablet or, like, a messenger pigeon or
God, does everyone, like, just have, like, a personal messenger, you know?
Maybe.
Or is there just, like, people that just, like, walk around every day and they're like, do you have a message to send?
Oh,
like,
I bet you there are paid messengers.
Send that,
like, it's
you.
Probably like a service, you know, like your monthly subscription that you pay for.
Did we just invent the post office? Is that what we're doing?
Sorry, Ben Franklin, that was not you. I know you tried to take credit for that and democracy, but those are both Greek.
It was all Greek. You cannot match their Greek, Ben. Get out of here.
Match their Greek.
However he got this message out, he definitely had the skill set to send one, because this man back home in Sinope had a job in administration. Like, he has a skill set here.
Okay.
He could have showed up in Athens and looked for work. And he just, like, is in his philosophy era. And he's like, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to roam the streets. I don't need any of that. I don't need any of that to be happy. He's looking
very
around.
Very bold.
Very bold. And he comes across this huge clay wine jar. It's just laying there abandoned because of the Greek of it all. And he's like, this provides enough shelter from the outside world. It's sitting here empty. I can just live in this jar for free, not have to pay anyone about it. Like, it's just sitting here. Like, wait. I'm going to do it.
He's going to live in a clay jar.
Some sources describe it as like a tub, but it's like for like a huge amount of wine, like an ancient Greek amount of wine. The paintings, there's so many paintings, has it like tipped on its side, you know?
Okay.
And yeah, so you can just see him. You just see him in there, like in the jar, just okay. Like in a little crouch. He's like, I don't need four walls and the roof of a house. These are luxury items. I don't need it. I'm perfectly fine in this jar. Fuck these clothes. I don't need any of it. All I need is me and this little wooden bowl. A little wooden bowl that he uses to drink his water. And that's Diogenes.
He's just naked in a wine jug.
Naked in a wine jug. That is his, that's his brand. So he has nothing but his wooden bowl. But one day, he's going to get water. He's getting water from the, you know, the watering hole, the fountain, probably. Yes. There it is. And he sees this little boy, and he is drinking water out of his hands. He doesn't have a wooden bowl. He's drinking it out of his hands. And Diogenes looks down at that goddamn wooden bowl and just, like, fucking chucks it into the ether. Yeah. He's like, what am I doing? Carting this useless luxury around.
This like useless luxury.
I don't need it. I can drink it out of my hands too. Like that little boy like changed his life. Little boy is probably like,
hey, can I have that?
The thing about Diogenes too is like he's not like like rejecting any of these luxuries or comfort for like any sort of reason or greater good. Like it's not like he's trying to make some point of like, no, if you sacrifice, you'll get something back. Like, you know,
so like, he's not a martyr about it.
No. No, not at all. He's just like, he's just doing it because he doesn't see any fucking value in comfort. He hates it, actually. He thinks it's like this huge limitation on his liberty, right?
Okay, so do you remember earlier when I was like, oh, I would say Diogenes in bed? Absolutely yes. Not. No, I value comfort and I'm not banging you in a wine jar.
No. Oh, it's a, yeah. Okay. If you're already off the Diogenes train, you're going to be like just straight run in the opposite direction because he's a lot. He's a lot.
Okay. I mean, I guess maybe he could come to my place, but I like a nice blanket on my bed. So.
Oh, Diogenes will get invited to a few people's houses and I will let you know what he does while he's there. And again, maybe you're into it. I don't know. You can let us know, but we'll see. Because there's two very specific instances two very specific things that he does in other people's homes. And it's just like philosophy, I guess. Yeah, Diogenes, bro. And the thing is like so many of the great philosophers, you know, like their works and their teachings and all that were lost to history, like lost. And like,
yes.
Alexandria burning and all that. And like, here's fucking Diogenes and like his just little antics just hung around somehow, you know, like it's a lot to digest, especially if you are a lover of philosophy. Like that's you probably feel a kind of way.
Yeah, I think you feel a kind of way. That is incidentally the one thing in history I would go back and try to fix.
Yeah.
Is the burning of the Library of Alexandria. Oh my gosh. I would try to fix that so hard.
You have to like tell me that and like break my heart about it someday because other than there was a library and it burned, I don't know anything else about it.
Oh. Yeah.
I know there's a lot of good shit in there and it burned. And
yeah, I just added that to my episode list actually.
Oh God, I saw like a spark like light up in your eyes.
Yeah. There. Yeah. Yes. Oh, no, yeah. For sure.
I literally don't know anything else. Was it in Greece?
No, it was in Alexandria, Egypt, and it burned while Cleopatra was on the throne.
Oh, Cleo.
I will not ever forget that episode you guys did on Cleopatra with the pearl in the wine or vinegar or whatever it was that dissolved it. She just drank it like a fucking, well, a fucking pharaoh.
Fucking iconic.
You know me. I have like this obsession with Egyptology and I want to do a lot of the female pharaohs at some point. So we'll cover that. We'll talk about Cleopatra and the Library of Alexandria for sure.
He hates comfort. He sees it as a limitation on his liberty. Kirby, he thinks possessions are like trapping you, right? Like the more you give up, the freer you are, because everything traps you to something. If he's had a job before, he had stable employment, but it ties you to that place. It ties you to whoever is in charge of you, you know? Like if you have a lot of possessions, like now you're tied to those. You have to guard those. You have to, you know, worry about those kind of thing. If you have nothing, then you're as free as a fucking bird, man. He also thinks the more we have, the more we want, you know, like it's never enough. Like you think like, oh, I have my wine jar, but if I just had a little shack, I would be better. But then you add the shack and you're like, ugh. But if there's like carpets on the floor, that, but you know, it just always like keeps going.
So Diogenes is the original if you give a mouse a cookie.
One thing about Diogenes is he takes things like really fucking far.
Okay.
So he'll like take that concept and every concept that he believes and just fucking like runs with it. He hates hypocrisy and he is all about like practice what you fucking preach. Right now, Aristotle's out there, a contemporary. He's out there saying pretty much like kind of the same thing. Like fuck all this, fuck all your possessions, blah, blah, blah. While he's living in his house, while he's like trying to appease, you know, like whoever is in charge at the time, like he's playing the game, but preaching all this. And Diogenes is like, that's pretty fucking hypocritical, bro. Like you're out here telling everyone you don't need all these things. Social status is nothing, blah, blah, blah. I'm out here buck ass naked living in a wine jar. What up? You know, like saying you don't need anything and like taking things this radically is like a big commitment, right? Like he goes all the way with it and he does. Like one day, Diogenes spends an entire day, like 12 to 24 hours, somewhere in that general time frame, begging with his whole heart and soul for money from the statue, like just in front of the statue, like it's a real fucking person.
He's begging the actual statue for money, not begging people just at the statue?
Nope, the statue, like addressing the statue, just like making these cases, you know, like, please, like, give me this, like, you know, and people are seeing this. It's kind of like the day of like philosophy in ancient Greece. And so pretty much at this point, people are probably like, fucking, so here's some guy, you know, but someone comes along and is like, hey, what you doing, man? Like, what are you doing? That's a statue. Why are you begging from it? It's not going to give you anything. And he goes, yes, I know. I'm practicing the art of rejection.
Oh my God, are you serious?
This is all a segue into my favorite iconic thing about Diogenes, right?
Okay, okay.
Number one is living his brand. Like this man goes all in on what his belief is, and that belief is cynicism. He is going to be known as Diogenes the Cynic.
Okay, well, that's very Coco branded. I'm also quite cynical. I don't think that you can be my age and a single woman without being cynical a bit.
It's a survival technique for sure. Let's talk about the word cynicism because it means something very different today than it did at this time. Today, the term cynical means something along the lines of, you know, like motivated by self-interest or mistrusting of people and their intentions, that kind of thing.
Right.
But the word cynic derives from the ancient Greek kynikos, which means dog-like. So by calling him Diogenes the Cynic, they're actually calling him Diogenes the Dog-like. So some sources say that this came about because Plato, who is another contemporary of his, hurled this insult at Diogenes once. And he said, like, you're acting like a dog, Diogenes. And and everyone like around, it's kind of like, yeah, dude, like you kind of are, you know, like look at you, like sort of thing. Like you're out here like doing whatever the fuck, like you're buck ass naked, living in a jar. Like, what are you doing? Instead of like being insulted by this, a Diogenes just like fucking embraces it. He's like, the dog like. He's like, fucking go off. You want to see me be dog like? Let's go.
Oh my God.
Is like walking barefoot in the winters. He's like trying to eat raw meat and shit, which he could not digest, you know, because of the human at all. But he's fucking trying. He's trying to go full dog.
Diogenes goes hard.
He goes hard in his brand. He does not like hypocrisy and he's fucking going for it. So people will be like at dinner and they're like, oh, here comes Diogenes, and like throw him their bones, you know, like you would a dog.
What? Just, oh my God. Can you imagine?
He's like just this naked, like homeless man. Not homeless. This naked jar dwelling man. I picture him like all crouched, you know, like chewing on these bones, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and then like a dog, before he would leave the establishment, he would pee on the people.
What?
And just dip out. Yep. The people that threw him the bones. He's like, oh, yep. I'm a dog. Haha. Pee. Leave.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He's, you know, a lot.
It's like that kid or like your teenager, and you say something to them and they're like, oh well, I'll show you this, and they just go
right.
And, but you're not supposed to take that and make it your whole personality and lifestyle.
Diogenes is like, the fuck you're not, that's all that you should be doing. Cynics believe in three things. One, gods. They believe in the gods. Like, again, 350 BC Greece. The gods are, like, very much part of real history to them, right? Like, this is very, like, intermersed. Alexander the Great is living right now, and people think he is the son of Zeus. Like, they think that, you know?
Really,
like,
believe it.
This is the time period that we're in right now, and that's important, you know? They're hearing about the gods and, like, the monsters of, like, Tartarus and all of that.
Yeah.
And then Alexander the Great shows up, the son of Zeus, with these war elephants that people have never seen before, and they're like, oh my God, he like hauled up the monsters of Tartar, you know, like, so cynics believe in the gods. The second of the three things they believe in is animals. Third thing they believe in is humans.
Okay.
That's what this whole fucking world is made of. Gods, animals, and humans. And everything else that we have created as a society is just something that humans have done to add unneeded anxiety to everything going on.
All right.
So they're kind of ignoring the gods. The gods are too high above them. Fuck it. They're unattainable. I was born immortal, not a god. There's no reason for me to worry about that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So animals, they kind of are liking more than humans, because in a cynic's mind at this time, animals have a healthier brain than humans do. Plato is out here saying humans have heightened intelligence, and Diogenes is like, yeah, look what it's done. Like, look what it's done to all of us. Ripped us apart. It's giving us these anxieties, like, for no reason. Yes. He's like looking around at that. He's like, yeah, I don't know. Like, yes, there's that type of thing in the animal world too, but it's a lot more pure. It's not like motivated by the status or self-interest. So that's kind of where they're at here. He and all other cynics think that societal roles are just shared illusions that everyone has. He's like, you call yourself a king or an emperor, you are literally a fucking guy.
Yeah,
just like I am.
Seriously.
Like,
seriously. Okay. All right. I get it, Diogenes. You,
there's some points.
I kind of agree with some of this. You are just a dude.
You're just a dude. It is a literal shared illusion in society that we have called you this emperor and gave you all this power. It is this weird creation that we have all made up in our minds. You're just a fucking guy.
You're just a fucking guy.
It's, yeah. So he's got some points. Again, he takes it very far. Very radical, but this is why. This God fucking Diogenes. This is why he's stood the test of time.
Yeah, I mean, because the things that he said, they're great, but taken with the I'm just gonna pee on these people at the end of the dinner party story,
yeah,
is a lot more memorable.
I watched a YouTube video on him.
Yeah.
And the title of the YouTube video is very good. If you like this, go watch it. The guy does a great job. But the title of it was called Diogenes, the Philosopher Who Hated Everyone.
Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah. Like, that's pretty much what's going on here. Yeah. Those societal roles were a shared illusion. And again, Aristotle and Plato are pretty much teaching the opposite. For all intents and purposes, like, they're kind of out there being like, no, some people are fucking born better than others. Some people were meant to rule, you know, like, again, if you're a big philosophy person, please know that there, I realize that there's a lot more to it than that, but just for like all intents and purposes to understand Diogenes, he is very much on the opposite side of what they're thinking now.
It's spill the mead. So we're just doing the juicy gossip. We're not breaking down everybody's.
Oh, no. I am not a philosophy expert. I did take, they make you do it in college, right? One of those prereqs, and they're like, philosophy 101. And I'm like, okay. And I took it and I thought thought that it was very interesting. I enjoyed that class. A lot of people didn't. I did. I enjoyed
it. I enjoyed it as well.
It's just a such specific way of thinking, you know? And yeah. I have like, I'm thinking of one friend in particular, Trey, what up, man? It's just that way of thinking is so like ancient and like beautiful. But yeah, the point of this episode is definitely not let's explore philosophy. It's just, we're going to look at fucking Diogenes. We're still kind of setting the scene for him and his. It's just like general bullshit. Like, just like, don't come over with this bullshit. And here comes Diogenes, and it's great. I fucking love it.
Well, I love everything you've told me so far.
This one might change your mind a little bit. He kind of does this shit sometimes, right? So again, a lot of philosophers around. I mentioned Aristotle and Plato. There's a lot of philosophers. Tis the time in Greece. So it's not uncommon to be in a market or something like that and hear a philosopher be like, come, like, come this way, follow me, like, come listen to me. You know, I'm gonna spit some fucking philosophy at you.
Those Greek influencers.
And people are like followers, like, oh, heart follow, I'm coming with you, here I go.
Yeah.
Over to this like small hill so you can, you know, philosophy at me. Diogenes is doing that one day because people do like Diogenes. We will see.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
People are going with this. There are other cynics out there.
I still can't get over him eating bones and peeing on people at the dinner parties. So yeah, like for me, I would not be in love with that idea.
He kind of loses me. He loses me on this one. Again, I did just, what the fuck, man? So Diogenes is doing this. He's in the market area, you know, or in a crowded area of Athens. And he's like, come, fellows. I'm Diogenes. Come. And they're like, oh my God, there's Diogenes, that philosopher. Let's see what he's about today. Like, I want to hear what's going on. You know,
okay.
Like, what else are we doing? So yeah. Like, you know, a little cluster, go and follow him. And he like leads him over. He's like, come, fellows, come. And then he gets to the place and he turns around and they all kind of like settle in and they're like, yes, like philosophize me, you know? And Diogenes just like takes his walking stick and just starts like beating the shit out of these people.
Fuck.
Like, yeah, just like smack, like on the head, like bonking them. And they're just like, Diogenes, like why? Like why though, you know?
Philosophize like, that, bitches.
It's worse, Coco. What he said is worse than that. That would have been polite. They're like, why? Like you called to us and we came. And he goes, yeah, it was men that I was calling for to come, not trash. And just fucking walks off.
What a nightmare.
And that's your fucking philosophy lesson for today.
I mean, I guess in terms of philosophy lessons, probably shouldn't always follow where led blindly.
There was a lesson there and they probably loved it, honestly.
Do you think later they're selling merch like, I was beat by Diogenes' stick?
Well, and it's like, I'm trash. Like, I'm trash. He's just a lot. But again, this is the time where people are kind of like, huh, I'm going to think about that, you know? Couldn't be me. I would be like, wow, Diogenes. Okay, are you ready, Coco? Here we go. He's about to be invited to someone's house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you said this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Here comes time number one of two in our episode today. So this rich guy, you know, is like, hey, Diogenes, the philosopher, I've heard about you. Like, I'm into it. I'd love to hear more of what you think. Come to my house for dinner tonight. Diogenes is like, abso-fucking-lutely. So he goes to this guy's house and he like invites him in and he's like, please come in, you know, like eat, drink, just please like don't spit in my house. Which
Do not spit in my house.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I don't generally have to tell my guests that.
That was my thing. I kind of was stuck on it for a while, but I was like, well, okay, I guess I can see, like, historically, BC times, maybe there was more of a need to spit. I don't know, like, because I know that there was a time they're, like, chewing on those, like, reeds and stuff, like, the dust coming up, like.
Yes.
And you're not going to, like, go to a sink or a toilet or something or, like, pull out, like, a hanger. You're probably just going to spit on the floor of wherever you're at, like, on the dirt floor of wherever you're at.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It was probably a much more reasonable thing to say. And you've probably, in this host's defense, you probably have to say that to Diogenes.
No, yeah. I mean, he's peeing on people at dinner. So don't spit in my house is pretty tame, actually.
Oh, yeah. He's peeing all over the place. He's like just known to like just be peeing. He's peeing and masturbating in the streets all over the place. That's like kind of his shtick. No pun intended with the shtick thing. Sorry. So this guy's like, please, like, just don't like spit in my house. That's all I ask. Diogenes, being the man that he is, just hawks up this wad of phlegm and Spits in this man's fucking face.
Oh my God.
In his face and says, I couldn't find a worse place to spit if I tried.
What the
fuck? And fucking walks out. Probably. Yeah, I mean, he probably walks out. I don't know. I don't know that part. But he does say that. He literally says, like, I couldn't find a worse place to leave my spit if I looked for it than your fucking face. And the guy was probably like, that's philosophy.
Oh my God.
Or he punched him in the face because people do kind of, he's seen with some marks on him sometimes.
I mean, that's really gross. And it's insulting.
Disrespect. I don't care what year you are in, like what phase of human existence we're in. You fucking spit in someone's face. That is goddamn rude. And again, God, someone please correct me if I'm wrong. I'm trying to think, like, God, maybe there is some culture out there where spitting in someone's face. But I'm just trying to, like, picture spitting in someone's face. Like, how do you do that politely? It's not. It's like, it's a vicious act. This man invites him over to dinner. He spits in his fucking face and says, like, I've never spit in a worse place in my fucking life than your face. That is, like, such a bird. And, like, Diogenes is just walking around Athens, like, burning people left and right. A big part of cynicism here at this time, too, is just the concept of shamelessness.
Oh, well, that explains a lot of it.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's naked a lot. Like, the whole peeing on people thing. He's shitting in the street. Like, you know, this man is out here shitting in the street.
Oh,
you know,
God.
He's slow jerking in the streets all over. Like, this is just what he's doing. He has no shame. So picture this.
Okay.
You are a young Greek boy. You have to be a boy because if you're a girl, this whole scenario falls apart because fuck ancient Greece. But you are a young Greek boy and you're a student of philosophy and you are going to the academy. You're on your way there to hear the great Plato talk. Plato, your man, everyone's man. Everyone loves him. He's given a lecture at the academy today. You're going and you're walking there and then you're walking past an alley and all of a sudden you just hear this little like, pss, 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 you know, pss, come here. And you're like, okay, like checking the sundial, like it looks good. I've got some time. I'm a philosophy student. I'm curious. Let me see what this pss, pss from the alleyway is.
Oh, so, God, Diogenes.
It's fucking Diogenes. The thing is if you hear pss, pss in a dark alleyway in ancient Greece, it's probably goddamn Diogenes. You indulge and you walk and you see come out of the shadows this just naked homeless man just in a slow jerk, just slowly jerking it. Dick in
hand.
That's
terrifying.
Yeah. And he is just, you know, making prolonged eye contact with you probably. And he says, come here. Like, he pulls you in and says, come here. I have to tell you something.
Oh, and no, I would run away.
Just ever gently, just still stroking it, you know? And again, there's weirder things that you've seen in ancient Greece than, like, you know, a penis being touched, probably. And so you're like, fine, all right. And you lean in and he just whispers to you so gently, it's okay to eat human flesh.
Oh, like, okay. Well, I can't get behind that one.
Yeah, but like if you had to. And just like slips back into the shadows, just like still dick in hand. And that's it. You just got like philosophized. And you're standing there and you're like, oh, okay. That was a good warm up. That was a good little brain warm up for philosophy school.
It's okay to eat human flesh while he's just dicking himself off?
Dicking himself off. And he wasn't asking for anything. He was not implying anything to you. Okay. He wasn't trying to get anything from you. He was just letting you know. He saw you. He was like, you know what? This person needs this information. I'm going to give it to him.
Can you imagine the podcast that Diogenes would have?
Oh my God.
Because he just thinks everybody needs to hear him.
He would be like such a like, oh God, I don't know if I'm getting the guy's name wrong. It's such a Howard Stern. Like,
yeah, no, that's
Is that the guy? Yeah, you just had that encounter with Diogenes, but you're not done, Coco. You have to go see Plato. Like, you're still there. You have not made it to class yet.
Oh.
So you're walking, you're pondering what just happened, you know, and you're just like, okay, like, you know, you're thinking about it deeply. You're a philosopher. So you make it there. You make it into the academy. You're sitting down and Plato walks out on stage and you hear that familiar, sweet, sweet voice of Plato and he starts talking and it's fucking phenomenal. It's fucking brilliant. And he's telling everyone how the lecture today is on what human beings are, you know, and Plato tells them what Plato's man is, right? And what he says is human beings are nothing but featherless bipeds. everyone's like, yeah, like a philosophy. So some people like their philosophy rough, as we're seeing.
And you know, it's very much like improv, right? You just say yes.
You always say yes in philosophy. Yep. Like, yes, why? You know? And that's what he's up there saying. He's like, this is my lecture today on how human beings are just featherless bipeds. And everyone's like, okay, I can get behind it. And all of a fucking sudden, the doors burst open behind you and you turn around. And what do you see? But that same fucking homeless man, dick still out, probably at half mast. And he is holding this chicken with its feathers all plucked out, this poor chicken. It's alive, it's bleeding, it's flailing, it's a whole fucking mess. And he, like, bowling alley, like, slides this chicken up the alley, like, right up to Plato. And everyone's like, what the fuck is this? And Diogenes is just like, behold, Plato's man. It is just like a fucking philosophy burn. Like, the whole class is like, oh, like, Plato starts fucking crying. Like, it's a whole shit show. And the students are sitting there and you're just like, wow, clearly these guys must fucking hate each other, right? Which leads me to my second favorite thing about Diogenes, his second most iconic moment, is his goddamn beef with Plato.
No, I mean, clearly Plato's calling Diogenes a dog, and then Diogenes is making that his entire focus of existence, and then hurling naked plucked chickens at him in the middle of his classroom.
He fucking knew that he was going to drop the featherless biped line and was standing by, like, ready to go, like, to fuck his world. You know, like,
he had to make a plan, and then he had to go find a chicken, and then he had to pluck it,
stand out there waiting, you know, for the right moment,
timing it right. And probably the kid in the alley that he pulled aside to tell about eating human flesh, like, that was probably some part of his master plan.
Who fucking knows? You the student, are sitting there and you're like, that was the homeless man. He said it's okay to eat human flesh. Here's the chicken. Plato's crying at his own fucking lecture. And you're just sitting there like, this man might be a goddamn genius. It is just this, like, fucking burn, right? They have so much beef. They are in this huge rivalry, and everyone knows it. And we are blessed enough, again, so much is lost to history. Not one surviving contemporary portrait of Anne Boleyn, don't get me started. But my God, you know what we do have is we have where the fucking exact beef between Plato and Diogenes started.
I absolutely have to hear this.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna tell you right now. It started over dried dates. Okay. So Diogenes is out in Greece, you know, and he has this bowl of dried dates. Someone must have given him the bowl because, you know, maybe it was the wooden bowl. Maybe this was back when he had the bowl.
So this goes back pretty far.
It could go back pretty far if we're sticking on this was the wooden water bowl theory.
Yeah.
I like it though, because I mean, they just really hate each other. There, he's out there and he's eating these dried dates out of this bowl. And Plato, you know, like, they happen to run into each other, and he's like, oh my God, like, Plato, oh my God, Diogenes, like, we should talk, you know, want to hang out. And Diogenes is like, yeah, I have this, like, bowl of dates here. Like, do you want to share them with me? And Plato's like, sure. And they're, like, talking, they're shooting the shit. And Plato, like, takes a date, and they're talking, they're yapping, going back and forth. And, like, Plato takes another date, and, like, takes another one and another one, and, like, takes all the dates. He eats all the fucking dates. Diogenes, I don't know how many dates he got. I don't know if they were going date for date. Doesn't seem like it. Seems like in Diogenes' mind, this is just, like, such disrespect. And he just, like, Plato's talking, and all of a sudden Diogenes is just like, wow, I said you could share these with me. You ate them all. Fuck you.
And, like, oh my God.
That's literally how it started. Like,
over these dates.
It's sharing of the dates, and Plato ate too much in Diogenes' mind. He ate them all, or whatever, allegedly. And that's what kicked this whole thing off.
Wow. So the bowl of dates led to chicken bowling.
It's a slippery slope. Like, it can go from dried dates to, like, naked chicken bowling real quick in ancient Greece. Plato, in his defense, though, does seem Like, he did try. Like, he tried to squash the beef at one point because Coco, here we go, person's house he gets invited to, number two, none other than Plato.
Oh! Hey, I'm gonna make it up to you. I'm gonna offer you some dates and you can fucking eat them all.
Come over, man. Like, I'm sorry. The date thing got out of hand. I thought when you offered me some dates, I thought what you meant was I could have some dates. My bad. Come over. Let's talk. Diogenes is like, I would love to do that. I would love to come to your house. Let me in it. Let me in your house. And he gets in Plato's house. And okay, so keep in mind, 350 BC, inside most houses at this time, even in the Tudor times, inside a lot of people's houses are dirt floors. They were all about rushes on the Tudors. Yep. Back then, like, most floors would have been dirt. If you had carpets and rugs, that is like really nice. Like, carpets and rugs are it takes a long time to make them. They are luxury items. Like, kings and queens would have carpets all over the floor, right? This is like a, you know, status symbol. Like, this
it is, yeah.
Like, this is not like a rug that we have in our house that we walk over every single day. These are like very nice, you know, treasured items.
Yeah.
So here comes fucking Diogenes, and Plato's like, here, welcome to my home. You know, like, it's cozy in here. And Diogenes just like, fucking, have you seen Step Brothers?
Yes.
Okay, remember, like, the first time Will Ferrell looks at that fucking drum set and, like, that music comes in, that, and, like, everything stops. And it's like, that is literally Diogenes with these fucking carpets.
He,
like,
looks at them
and, like, zeroes in. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's it right there. That's the fucking revenge. And he goes over to those goddamn carpets he just starts trampling. He is trampling. He is like just stomping. And while he's doing it, he is just like declaring, like, to Tevri. He's like, I trample Plato's property. I trample it. Plato's property is beneath my feet and I'm trampling it right now. Plato's just like, stop, Diogenes, why? You know? And he's just like, God. No, I'm trampling it right now. There's nothing you can fucking do. I'm already doing it. Like, fuck you. Again, philosophical KO, devastating blow. Like, you just got owned. Diogenes left your house. Like, and he trampled your shit. And now Plato's like, no, you know what? It's on. This solidifies the rivalry. Another time when Plato is speaking, because of the Greek philosopher of it all, Plato's just up there like speaking on the topic of form, like on forms of things.
Okay.
And, you know, he's gesturing to like things around him. And he's talking about like tablehood and cuphood, you know?
Yeah.
And Diogenes is in the crowd because of course he is. And
because he's obsessed at this point. He cannot leave Plato alone.
No, they're totally obsessed. He stands up, probably naked, probably jerking off. I don't know. And he stands up and he's like, oh, fuck off, Plato. All I see is a fucking cup in a table. Calm down. Like, you're making a big thing out of nothing. Get fucked. And everyone's just like, oh, God. Like, it's happening. It's happening right in front of my eyes, you know, like the rivalry. And everyone like snaps their head and looks up at Plato, and Plato's calm about it. He's like, and he goes,
oh my God, this is so much drama.
It's so much drama. And Plato looks at him and he goes, yeah, Diogenes, I bet you do only see a cup in a table because you only have the eyes to see a cup in a table. You don't have the mind to comprehend the likeness of them. Just like that. Fucking served right there in front of everybody. Diogenes like has to take that L and like hang his head and go walking out of there and be like, I just got philosophized in my face.
Well, like, he certainly asked for it.
He did a little bit. And he's like making it very known. Like, he's outside of like, you know, where he's talking, being like, don't go in there. This guy's full of shit. And like, Plato's doing it back to him. Plato would be like giving these discourses and Diogenes would like show up with like the loudest food in existence and just start like mowing down loudly and like slurping things and being like so distracting. Plato's like out here like calling him a dog and stuff. And like, it's a lot. They go back and forth just like for fucking ever.
Diogenes just walks around with dates and he's like, hey, remember the dates? Hey, Plato, remember like, these fucking dates?
Plato's just like living his life and out of nowhere, just like upside the head, like thwomp, like dried date. Yeah. Like, God damn it, where is he?
Dates are less intrusive than the fucking chicken.
Yeah, no, the chaos. Like, you're in this quiet, like, I'm not exactly sure where the academy was, but I'm sure it was like this beautiful marble building, you know, and it's like so quiet and you're contemplating and you're being all philosophical, and then like doors burst open like, you know, like chicken like flying in, flopping like, I can't. And that's Diogenes making a point.
Well, I learned in the Bee Goddess research that they did have their religious teachings and philosophical teachings in the big temples that would like beautiful marble columns, gorgeous,
yeah.
quite a place of like reverence and worship and learning.
And who cleaned that up? Someone did. Someone had to clean up the chicken blood. What happened to the chicken? It's a lot going on. Okay, so my third most iconic Diogenes moment is like really like talked about. So this next point three I have titled Alexander the Lame, because Diogenes meets Alexander the Great and they have an interaction.
Oh.
Yeah, and it is it has made the top three of Maddie's countdown of favorite things that fucking Diogenes the Cynic has ever done.
Okay.
So Alexander the fucking Great, we have talked about him a little bit. People think he is Zeus's son. Alexander thinks he is Zeus's son. Artemis was present at his birth, after all.
Yes, 356 BC.
We learned that in the Bee Goddess episode, pop on Patreon. But he is like, Alexander is like the fucking man right now. He is the king of Macedonia. He is like the most terrifying person on planet Earth. Like, this man kind of gives Kamehameha, go back and listen to that episode.
Oh, yeah. Because
there is like a literal reports of people like spearing him, you know, like in the shoulder in battle, and him like pulling that spear out and like decapitating the person with their own fucking spear and like fighting on. Like,
yes.
This Alexander the Great, such a daddy. We'll do an episode on him one day.
Oh, such a daddy.
But he hears about Diogenes. Like, he gets back to him somehow. And they're like, there's this like a naked man masturbating in the streets of Athens, peeing on people. And people are all about it. And Alexander is like, ooh, that sounds pretty cool. Like, I guess I'm going to have to check that out if like people are really into that. Like, what kind of like little philosophies is he telling? And they're like, you know, philosophy of the dog, pretty much. And Alexander's like,
sure.
He's like, say less, we're going. And he hears, you know, on his journey to Athens to find Diogenes, you know, about how he has given up everything like on purpose. Like, this man has skills. He could go get a fucking job. He doesn't want to. You know, Plato said, you live like a dog. And he's like, fucking bet. And has just really adopted this lifestyle. He has nothing. He lives in complete poverty. And Alexander's like, wow, like what a fucking noble ass baller this man is. I cannot wait to interact with him. So he shows up in Athens and everyone's like, oh my God, it's fucking Alexander.
Big deal, big deal. Celebrity.
Holy shit. Yeah. Like, oh my God. And he's just like, I am here for one man, one man only. Where is Diogenes? And everyone's like,
oh, yeah, he's naked in that ditch over there.
Oh my God.
Jacking it.
Coco, were you fucking present? Because Diogenes is 100% naked.
Oh God.
Just like in the fucking dirt, like off yonder. And they like point, they're like, there he is. And Alexander's like, yeah, that's exactly how I wanted to find him. He like walks up to Diogenes. Okay, so it should be said, here's a little spill the meat disclaimer, that the following dialogue is very much, you know, the gist is there. The exact wording is my artistic interpretation. But I do invite you to go look up this story because there is renditions of it all over the place. And it's fucking great no matter where you get this story from. But here is how I imagine the dialogue going here.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Alexander the Alexander walks up, finds Diogenes laying there, dick out, dick up to the sun, just laying there in the dirt. And he walks up to him and he goes, I am Alexander, the great king. And Diogenes is like, I'm Diogenes, the dog. And Alexander's like, why did they call you the dog? And and Diogenes, probably without opening his eyes, I feel, because again, he doesn't give a fuck if you're Alexander the Great. Like, you're just a guy. Like, you're a guy that's good at stuff, fine, but like,
just some fucking dude.
You're just some fucking guy. Red blood cells, white blood cells, bones, you're a guy. So am I. Whatever. But he's a philosopher, you know. And so Alexander asks, like, why they call you the dog? What's that about? And he says, quote, I fawn on those who give me something, bark at those who don't, and bite the wicked. And Alexander's just like, we are off and running. The philosophy is just seeping out of this naked man.
So wise.
So fucking wise. I'm here for it. He's got his men with him, you know, like some of them. I'm sure like not like the whole fucking army, but he's got like a retinue with him and they're all like, oh, it's begun. the philosophy lesson. Here we go.
Coco and Maddie are in the back, like, giggling because it's so ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah. I understand these people are revering him at the moment because it's just, like, it is such a thing, you know? Like, this man does not give a fuck. Look how, like, in it he is. But exactly. You and I are in the back, like, giggling for sure.
Oh, for sure. It is. People back then are like, no, it's so ridiculous. It's too much kind of thing. Yeah, like, not ever. Again, there is, like, a group of cynics. Like, this is, like, a school of philosophy right now. But not everyone is out here being a Diogenes. Like, not everyone can be a Diogenes. We get nothing done. Every once in a while, having a little Diogenes sprinkled about to get the people thinking. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But, like, no, he's very much over the top. And people back then are thinking that, too. And Alexander's just, like, so used to being feared. And, like, this man is even, like, getting up out of the dirt for him, you know? Like, he's already very intrigued. Like, again, I picture him, like, not even opening his fucking eyes, like, through that whole little mini combo.
I am, like, in this ditch with my dick out and you're bothering me.
Get the fuck out. And Alexander's just like, word. He's like, listen, I've heard that you live in poverty. I see it for myself. There you are in the dirt. I am Alexander. I can give you anything, anything that you want. He's testing the philosophy of it all. I am Alexander the Great. Ask me for it. Like, he's Alexander. Zeus is his daddy. I can give it to you. So at this point, I kind of picture, like, Diogenes, like, opening his eyes a little bit and being like, oh, okay, you know, you're going to give me something. Let's talk. And he goes, okay, Alexander, I have heard of you. Zeus is your dad, right? That's cool. And, like, that tracks. Like, I'm looking at you now. Look at this figure. You have the body of a god. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, you look like the god of the sun, Apollo. Like, can you give me sunlight? You can give me anything. Give me sunlight. And Alexander's just like, oh, fuck. There it is. I got philosophized. I cannot give you the sunlight. I'm not the god of the sun. I'm Alexander. Oh, shit. Is there, like, something philosophized? All of his friends, all his men are back. They're like, oh, he wasn't expecting them to say, give me the sunlight. Like, fucking harness the power of sunlight and hand it over. Alexander can't do that. Oh, no. Like, he was thinking, like, give me an elephant, you know? Like, shit. And Alexander's like, okay, Diogenes, you fucking got me. You fucking got me. I cannot give you the sun. And Diogenes literally is like, no, I mean, can you fucking move over? Like, you're standing in my sunlight.
Oh, my God.
And everyone's like, oh, and Alexander's like, oh, and he just, like, stops talking to him. And that was it. Alexander walked his ass all the way to Athens for this guy to be like, can you get out of my fucking sunlight? Like, you want to give me anything? Give me, like, the freedom from your fucking presence. Like, I'm the dog.
That is iconic, because can you imagine?
No.
Like, everybody's favorite celebrity, like, the number one top guy. Yeah. Demigod.
He's like
in your
scary.
Presence with his big band of men, and then you're just naked in a ditch on the ground, like,
dick out.
Dude, I am trying to get a tan. You're in my fucking way.
Yeah, leave. Like, move. And everyone's just like, oh, fuck. There was the philosophizing. Like, we thought it was the first time. It was this time. Oh, shit. And Alexander's like, bestie standing there, and he's like, oh, God, you just got served really hard, Alexander. Yeah. Like, how do you feel? Like, are you good, bro? And Alexander's response to this whole thing to his friend is just like, to be completely honest, if I was not born Alexander, I wish I was born Diogenes.
Oh, shit.
Diogenes is just over there like, if I was not born Diogenes, I also wish I was born Diogenes. And Alexander is just like, I fucking love you. Thank you for this. This was worth every moment.
God, Alexander is fangirling.
No, Alexander fucking loves him. And there's, like, some sources that, like, kind of go off and say, like, at one point he was, like, Alexander's dad's servant, which I've obviously, like, an earthly father figure, I'm assuming.
There's a whole story there.
There was that kind of thing. But a lot more common of a story about Diogenes was at some point, he was captured by pirates and, like, sold into slavery.
Okay.
Yeah, these pirates were probably so over his shit.
Oh my God, yeah.
They were so fucking done. So they're selling him into slavery, right? And what would happen at this time in this area is, like, at these auctions where they're auctioning up fucking human beings, the human being would have to go up there and, like, make this case for themselves, right? Like, the auctioneer would be like, hey, like, what are your skills? What do you got? Why should these people buy you, I guess?
Oh,
like,
my God, the disgustingness. And
yeah, it's really
humiliation.
Fucking gross. And these people have to go up there and be like, well, you know, my family
this is
said.
Why you should own me as a slave.
Yeah, literally, they would go up there and be like, well, like, my family, like, said I was a good cook. And they'd be like, oh, you hear that? This person can cook. And someone would buy them to be a chef. Or like, well, like, back where I'm from, I was a warrior. And they'd be like, oh, cool, I'm going to buy you to be my bodyguard. Like, that. Bullshit, right, is what's going on. It's, some ick is hard to swallow.
Some ick is so hard. It just gets stuck in the throat.
We're going to choke it down because it's Diogenes' turn. Diogenes has to fucking go up there and, like, be asked. Like, the auctioneer fucking looks at him and says, hey, in what are you proficient, sir? And Diogenes goes, ah, that's easy. I'm proficient in one thing, and that is ruling men. That is my skill, to rule over men.
Wow.
That's all I fucking got. And everyone's...
This man comes with the audacity. He comes with it.
He was just bored with the fucking audacity. Like, I can't. And people are kind of like, oh, like, what did he just say? And he starts scanning the crowd and he finds the richest looking man. And he's like, that guy right there, sell me to him. He needs a master. And the man's that's the one. And this guy, apparently, like, why is Diogenes? And Diogenes, like, lets him boss him around for a while and then just, like, lets him go.
What?
And that's, like, how he got kidnapped and sold into slavery and out of it by being just, like, a dick. He has some kind of, like, way that he's delivering these lines that's just, like, charming as hell. He has, like, a kind face or something. Like, because people do, like, kick his ass a little bit, but a lot of people put up with a lot from Diogenes.
You know how some people are just, like, so charming?
Yeah.
That no matter, they look at you and they say the most off the wall or offensive shit. And you're like, yeah, but okay, say it again, because the way you deliver it and, like, it's something that some people possess. I am not one of those people. Like, I don't look at a room and command, like, that kind of response. But there are people.
As I'm just staring, like, at the screen, like, chin in my hand, just like, Coco.
Oh, Maddie, I love you.
All the rins. No, he's, like, fucking sassy. He's sassy to everyone. And like we said, not everyone is, like, really loving it. You know, some people are, but some people, like, aren't, right? And so how do you get to someone like Diogenes? Like, again, he gets his ass kicked a little times. That's fine. That's nature to him, you know? Like, I'll take it. I'll take a beating. Like, fuck you.
He gets real mad if you eat his dates.
He does get very mad if you eat his dates. Dates are a weakness, for sure. The other weakness, like, the one Achilles heel is his fucking dried dates and just, like, the general concept of sharing. It's a hot spot for him. On the other foot, that Achilles heel is the reason why he got exiled from Sinope.
Oh.
And
I've been waiting to hear this.
Mm-hmm, people find out why. And they start to throw it in his face and he doesn't like it. He has to do the shadow work on it. Oh, and he does. Don't worry. But let me tell you why he got exiled. So as a youth, he allegedly stamped these coins with the face of his father, like, rather than, like, you know, the leader at the time.
Okay.
It's coin fraud. Yeah.
Some
sources said it was his dad that did it. Fucking whatever. Most sources say it was Diogenes, and that's why he got kicked the fuck out of Sinope for counterfeiting these coins. And he is, like, very, you know, like, it's a sore spot. Like, the first few times people throw that at him, he's like, it gets to him. And Diogenes, being the person that he is, again, probably did the shadow work and sat back and was like, why does that get to me? Why does that bug me so much? Let me rework this in my mind. Let me rewire it. And he fucking does. So his haters are, like, totally exploiting this, throwing it back in his face. And he, being Diogenes, just comes up with a quick whip. And so they're like, oh, Diogenes, fucking remember back when you were younger and you counterfeited all those coins in Sinope, you fucking idiot. And he's like, yeah, I do remember that. I did that at a time when I was the sort of man that you are now. But the sort of man that I am now, you will never be. So sit.
What
in that.
A sick burn.
Oh, Diogenes. Like, you guys can't see me, but Coco can. I'm doing like the SpongeBob hands on hips meme, like, oh, yeah. Diogenes, remember when you got in trouble? And he'd say things like, yeah, I also remember when I used to wet the fucking bed too, but I don't do that anymore either. Fuck off.
Kind of love that.
Holding on to people's past to throw it back in their face, like,
is awful.
Am I out here counterfeiting coins right now? Clearly not, you guys. Clearly I have chosen a different path in my life.
Life lesson, and I've moved on now.
Yeah. And he, like, at one point it stopped bothering him, and he would just, and again, he would say these things to people and they'd be like, oh yeah, I guess I did fuck up too, or do this thing, or like, yeah, I was a child.
Yeah, we all absolutely fuck up all the time.
Like, I was the sort of man that you are now. Like, he just, what do you fucking say to that? You know, nothing.
You can aspire to be me, but you'll never be me.
Diogenes living his brand. Not everyone's loving him. When you are seen carrying a lantern, some sources say lantern, some sources say candle, just lit in broad daylight, looking for something, looking, searching for something. And, you know, people are like, oh, there's Diogenes. Is, you know, like, clearly they're like, did you lose something? And he's like, no, I didn't. You know, because again, this is ancient Greek philosophy. You have to ask the right question. Someone comes in and phrases it correctly and says, hey, what are you looking for? And he just looks up at him. He's like, oh, I'm just out here searching for an honest man. Just looking for a real fucking man in the city. Can't find a goddamn one.
Well, that feels like dating.
And he would be seen with bruises and injuries from assailants. And at one point, like towards the end of his life, you know, because he's just out here fucking off. At one point, he had so many enemies that he started wearing their names around his neck.
Oh.
These are the people that hate me.
Wearing the swag of your enemies. This is the name of all those bitches that don't like me. And I'll wear it on a chain around my neck. I don't know. I don't know if I'm bold enough to do that.
No, the answer is no. And like, we, not everyone should be. That lack of shame, like, just Diogenes is so much. But not everyone hated him. The people, the greater populations of Athens had this like soft spot for him. He's like, he's like the city pet.
Oh yeah, this guy's very entertaining. You're waking up in the morning, you want to know what Diogenes is going to do today.
This one time, a young man, a little Athens hooligan, some riffraff occurred, and he came over and he broke Diogenes' wine barrel.
His house.
Yeah, he broke it on purpose. Hey.
Oh, on purpose. What a little shit.
He fucking broke it. And people hear about this in Athens and they vote, and they, like, all the people in Athens are like, let's get him another giant wine jar. He doesn't want any more than that. He just wants.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they have adopted him. His house broke and they're like, this is a city problem. Yeah. We're going to fix it.
Very cute. They also had the kid flogged like right in front of them too.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
But they did get him a wine barrel, and maybe it was a little upgrade. And I bet Diogenes said something fucking rude about it.
Yeah, probably.
He would get invited to other people's houses for dinner and stuff. Like, there's another account where these people invited him over and he went. And, like, that's all I heard about that. So maybe it went well. I don't know. It must have gone well because they asked him back. Oh. And he was like, no, I'm not going to come back over, because the last time I came over to your house for dinner, you didn't thank me for coming over. And I know my fucking worth. Oh, and again, like, these people were probably like, yeah, you're fucking right. I should know my own worth too. When was the last time someone thanked me for being around, you know, in the philosophy?
Gonna look in the mirror every morning and be like, people should thank you for showing up today, Coco.
Yeah, when was the last fucking time someone thanked me for existing? It was probably me, and it was probably this morning, honestly.
Yeah, it was you. You do compliment me daily.
But yeah, no, Diogenes is over here like, no, I know my fucking worth, and you should too. Every great philosopher must come to an end. He dies. There's some stories here, because no one knows for sure how he did.
Yeah, I fucking bet there are.
Yeah. There's three main theories. Theory number one is he died from a dog bite. I don't like that one. It seems too convenient. There is a theory out there that he got bit by a dog and died. I don't know if it was like a jugular bite. I don't know if it was an infection. I don't know.
It is very, very convenient, though. Mm-hmm. Like, that seems like something the haters would say later. Like, oh, we thought he was a dog, and then a dog took him down.
Ooh, yeah.
That's philosophy.
That seems a little Plato coded. That seems like it Plato does. Was like, yeah, a dog bit him, and then he died, and then the dog peed on him, like the idiot he is, you know? Like, it's my least favorite. Theory number two has some layers. Theory number two is he died from eating an octopus. And
okay.
Mm-hmm. So that can be he got sick from eating a raw octopus, or he choked on a live octopus, or he choked on a dead octopus, or, you know, he just choked on an octopus in general, like just a piece of octopus and died. Or again, yeah, I can see him doing that, maybe.
Well, like, maybe he was at somebody's house for dinner and wanted to make a philosophy point.
Yeah, clearly this was all for the sake of philosophy.
You didn't thank me for coming. I'm going to choke on this octopus and die in your house. Deal with that.
He's like trying to like dog it. He's trying to like, you know, like kill it with his teeth like a dog would. And the octopus just like wrapped around his face and like just choked.
You did say earlier that he was like trying to eat raw meat and shit.
You did. He had a face where he was trying to do that. And then he was like, oh, as it would turn out, raw meat makes me sick. So I guess that's a limitation between humans and like weak ass humans. Now we can't even eat raw meat. What have we done? What have we fucking done? Third theory. This is very Diogenes. This does seem like something he would do, though I don't know if this is possible. A medical expert can come at me. But the third theory is he just got fucking tired of living one day. And so he just held his breath until he died.
I mean, that does seem like, you know. Yeah, I don't feel like that is actually something you can do because your body's instincts like won't let you.
Right. Well, and even if you were able to hold your breath until you like passed out.
Your body just takes over. It does it without thought. So.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows? The most likely scenario, I guess, is he just like kind of died of old age. People say, the sources all say though, that he died like around 90. 90.
Oh. That kind of rough, bare bones lifestyle,
yeah,
I guess.
I feel like the dog-like thing to do would be to just walk your old ass off into the distance and just fucking die, you know?
Yeah, Diogenes isn't dead, everyone. We sent him to live on a really nice farm.
He's running
for the city of Athens.
With the other philosophers right now.
Yeah, they're all playing together.
No, he did have some like final instructions.
Of course he did. Of course he did. Yeah.
I think we can all at this point, like if we really thought about it, we could probably guess it. But he just like wanted his friends to like throw his body out unburied so that every wild beast could feed upon it freely. Just throw me somewhere and let it happen. I don't want to be buried. I don't want any of that.
So if you ever watch, I love this show, but It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I have not watched it.
So Frank, when he's like, when I die, I don't want all this like bullshit. Just can throw me in the dumpster. Throw me in the garbage. Like, don't make a big deal out of it. Just throw me away. What else do you do with trash? Yeah. Seems very Diogenes.
That is literally Diogenes coded. Diogenes would have like maybe not completely hated that man's shit. Like,
well, now I am picturing Diogenes as Danny DeVito, which is who plays Frank in It's Always Sunny. So that's the image I have in my head now.
There you go.
Especially the chicken throw. I can see Danny DeVito just...
like give it like a wind up spin and just sliding her up there. Yeah. Chicken was giving such side character energy. Really, it's just living its life. The chicken honestly was probably like, wow, that was brilliant. The chicken just like got up afterwards and was like, do you see how we are all the same now? And everyone was just like, the philosophy doesn't stop coming in my face.
And neither does Diogenes.
In conclusion, we kind of touched on this earlier, but yes, an entire society of Diogeneses. God, what would even like a group of Diogenes has been called? Just like a, not a burden, but just like a hassle of Diogeneses.
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
Yeah, a hassle of Diogeneses would be a fucking disaster. Like nothing would function, you know, it would just be like too much.
But
like,
way too much.
Some like little very contrarian critics sprinkled in here and there every once in a while do us some good sometimes. Okay. Like it forces you to think differently and you can like watch this guy, you know, like eating bones like a dog and peeing on people and kind of think about like what can I take away from this? You know, it's a lesson. You can philosophize it, if you will. Yeah, and I'm gonna leave you with a quote. This is probably the most famous quote from Diogenes. It's not what you're thinking. I like this one. This is fucking philosophy right
fucking
here.
Fucking philosophy.
And this is how I'm going to wrap this episode up. The direct quote is something like, again, when it's this ancient, like it varies a little bit. Quote, there is only a finger's difference between a wise man and a fool. end quote. And what he meant by that is, he goes on to give a little description here. Most people fall short of being insane by the length of a finger. For if you walk around with your middle finger raised, people think you're crazy. But if you walk around with your pinky raised, people think you're better than them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does make me philosophize a bit.
And you know that he said it naked in a slow jerk, gnawing on a dog bone. And that's Diogenes. Please do not match his Greek exactly. But
no, you can't. We literally have public laws. Yeah. You will go to jail.
The audacity of Diogenes. That is what his biography should be called. There are statues built to this man. So if you are in Greece and you are walking by and you're like, wow, like what a beautiful statue. And like you look at the plaque and it says Diogenes and you're like, wow, I wonder what this person did to have such a gorgeous relic left behind all of these years. Well, now you fucking know.
Yeah. So my Coco conclusion is no, I would not say his name in bed because I'm not getting anywhere near that man, and I would not even share dates with him.
Don't share dates with Diogenes. All right, so now stay tuned for a very special season opener, Fresh Cup, and we will be back with you next week.
Yay!
Bye!
Bye!
And now it's time for a Fresh Cup, a super special season opener Fresh Cup, because I'm here with one of my besties, Betsy, and she's going to be helping me out with Fresh Pots on Patreon. So I thought this was the perfect opportunity to give you all a little taste of what you can expect there. So what up, Bets?
Hi. Tastes.
Tastes.
I feel like you should do it like,
hey. Hey, honeybees, this is the day of the week that we do the thing. Do it like a radio person, you know, like it's late night with Betsy. Time to listen to some smooth jazz.
I mean, I don't think I have to. I think you did it right there. That's your voice now. That's your podcasting voice. You're locked in.
There's love everywhere, in every corner. What's your problem, listener?
Kind of did make me want to confide in you there.
Yeah. So I just really quickly typed something in, found something. So we're going to go ham. This is on unpopular opinion. Mm-hmm. The unpopular opinion is the decrease of more formal attire has gone too far.
Okay. No, you know what? Okay. I love that. Or if they're about to make a case for, like, if I want to be in a grocery store in a full-length gown, like, I should be able to do that without any kind of, which, I mean, I can. Nothing is stopping me, let me be clear.
I don't think that's where they're going with this.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Call me a boomer or whatever.
Oh, God. Okay, well.
People used to have pride in the way they looked in public.
Oh, no. Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, they're talking about me. This took, like, a really... I thought we were talking about wearing like Tudor gowns to grocery store.
No, wait for the next sentence. I'm not saying we need to go back to everyone wearing a suit and tie and dress every day at the grocery store.
Okay. I could not be on a more opposite page than this person.
Wear some normal pants, shorts, or an actual shirt.
No, I will not.
You look like a slob. Mm-hmm. You look unorganized.
I feel like a slob. I feel unorganized.
You don't look like someone that has any benefits of associating with.
Good. Don't fucking talk to me. All of that is exactly what I'm going for.
Honestly, you look like a child.
Okay, listen. I do. It's me. This person lives where we live and goes to our local grocery store and wrote this about me and my fucking bicycle shorts and oversized Blink-182 t-shirt with my Kool-Aid red hair and choker and like no makeup and nose ring, like rolling into fucking Albertsons. Like, he's talking about me. And like, I want to wear either that exact outfit that I described or a Tudor gown, and there's no in between.
I want to be clear, the next sentence is in this because it doesn't make any sense in regards to you look like a child.
Okay.
It says, that's mean to judge off someone's appearance, dot, 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 dot.
Yeah, are they saying like, and I know that you're thinking that that's me to judge off someone's appearance, or just...
I have no idea. I don't want to see your basketball shorts stuck inside your ass crack. They have bad grammar.
If you don't want to see it, then don't look. Stop looking at my ass crack.
Somebody wants to look.
Right? Let the people who want to do it, and you just avert your eyes.
Yeah.
Gary.
I don't like their grammar. I'm going to read it as they wrote it, though. Or is it appropriate to wear only a sports bra when I go to to pick up my Chipotle bowl. I bet he says Chipotle. My Chipotle bowl. I don't wear your sports bra when I'm picking up my Chipotle bowl. We're not at a gym. We're not at the pool. Edit.
Oh, this, okay. That was it. That was the whole
thing. This isn't about not being able to wear athleisure clothes.
This isn't about wearing athleisure clothes. Last couple of things he called out were basketball shorts and a sports bra.
He goes so back and forth. Dude's going commando, so I can see his sack bang against the front of their shorts, for example.
It does not say, so I can see their sack bang. It does not.
It does.
Okay. Again, if you don't want to see that, then don't
look. I do want to see their sack bang. T-shirts are not appropriate for sit-down restaurant. Oh. T-shirts are not appropriate for sit-down restaurant.
Okay, well...
Not talking about a shitty chain restaurant. Okay, have some manners.
I was just going to say, like, okay, but is he being like, we're at Applebee's and you need your fucking button up on?
He says, edit two.
Oh, God.
Thanks. That was fun. Lol. Looks like I struck a nerve. Edit three. Thanks for Reddit Cares message. You are so salty about someone's opinion. Lamau.
Lamau.
Okay, and that's it. So.
Beautiful.
The top comment, I sometimes intentionally dress like a piece of crap so people don't want to talk to me about my electricity provider.
I've like dressed down before so people don't talk to me. Like going out, like when we used to go out to karaoke bars and shit, like we were up there in like a sweatshirt looking like whatever the hell, because like, don't talk to us. We're not here to talk to you. Like we're here to sing Disney karaoke.
As a bald guy, I just wish I could wear a trilby without looking like a dork. What the fuck is a trilby?
Wait, what the fuck is a trilby? The learning doesn't stop. The learning doesn't stop. As a bald
it's a
guy.
Fedora.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, you did the looking like a dork is in the eye of the beholder. Like, if you're confident enough, you can wear that trilby. I am calling it nothing but a trilby from now on.
Fun fact, one can still look like a slob in a tuxedo.
That is, you know, that's a good point. He had to come back for the triple edit.
Yep, what a dumbass. This man doesn't dress nice either.
That's a thing I...
Ooh, he's one of those guys
that,
like, tries to dress nice and, like, wears a fedora and, like, thinks he's looking really sleek, but he looks like a fucking... No offense. No, you know, like, the guys... No offense. And they're like,
yeah.
Ooh, senpai.
Yes, okay, yes, yes, yes.
It's the anonymous guys. There's always a sword. I forgot about the sword.
There is your fresh cup. For more of Betsy and I's bullshit, pop on over to Patreon. Only $3 for the fresh cup, dear.
It's fresh. Buck it up.
Buck it up. Bye.
Ciao.
I'm gonna keep it to get that vibrato in there.
You just got philosophized.
You just got philosophized in your fucking face.